This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Here's something that maybe only happens in Oakland. A young bunch of hackers, artists, and occupiers organize themselves into a collective and take over the lease of a defunct heavy metal nightclub. Once a month, a few of their members hold a live talk show event called Oakland Nights Live. Recently, they invited the city's mayoral candidates to be guests, and many of the 15 candidates agreed. Over the course of two nights, front runners, including the incumbent mayor, came to introduce themselves to this very particular constituency. KALW's Liza Veal and Ted Muldoon attended both forums and brought back this story.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Oakland Nights Live!
We may be at a mayoral forum,
but we're a long way from City Hall.
This is a special show. This is part one of our showcase of Oakland mayoral candidates. Julie and Jeremy are in the back, hopping up and down and giggling very nervously.
Jeremy Dalmas and Julie Crossman are the hosts of Oakland Nights Live, a monthly, basically free variety show. It features performance artists and conversations with all kinds of eccentric experts and jolly misfits.
We like to say we're scrappy.
Scrappy.
Thank you all for coming. I have a great show.
Like Julie says, the show is scrappy. It's sloppy and intimate and leans towards the absurd, like how they start the show by thanking their sponsors.
Dole, the bananas you can taste. Bragg's Liquid Aminos. Its founder, Patricia Bragg, was inspired to found her own company after the untimely death of her husband, Paul, to what we now understand to be amino poisoning. Okay, that's our sponsors. Thank you.
The set is a raggedy couch for the guests, and for the hosts, a desk cluttered with houseplants, tchotchkes, and mugs of whiskey.
As with all talk shows, there's a backdrop. With the Tonight Show, it's the New York City skyline. On the Daily Show, it's the map of the world. But here, the backdrop displays hand-painted cutouts of Oakland landmarks and imagery of the Star Trek Enterprise.
Each candidate comes up one by one to be interviewed. And before being confronted with questions, they have to confront a more practical problem. How to sit on the sagging couch. The first candidate in the saggy seat was Brian Parker, port commissioner and local businessman.
Initially, Parker took a very conservative approach to the couch.
Say, and can everybody see me? Should I sit up? I feel like I'm sitting in a bucket here. Is this okay? All right. I'm going to try to sit on the back of this thing.
Opting to sit up on the back of the couch, Parker might as well flipped his chair around and sat in it backwards. By every indication, things were about to get real.
Now we're in business.
Once Parker had gotten himself settled, he talked about his personal connection to the city.
Because I want the people of Oakland to know my heart. I want people to know that I was raised by a single mom out in Stockton, and that there was quite a bit of struggle when we were growing up. That my connection to crime is personal in losing my sister.
But it was clear from early on that there was a definite crowd favorite.
I do see one of my competitors, Dan Siegel. I know he's on later. I think we should give him a hand as well.
Dan Siegel.
Siegel, the self-proclaimed Occupy candidate, had the crowd support. This wasn't lost on Parker.
Now, you can't give him a bigger hand than me until he comes up here and speaks. I was just being courteous.
Many of the people clapping have been following Siegel since Occupy.
He infamously split with Mayor Jean Kwan over her crackdown of the encampment.
And I'm curious what you would have done differently if you had been mayor and it happened.
You know, I think Occupy was an incredible event in our country's history. I mean, you know, second greatest since the movement to end the Vietnam War. You had millions of people out talking about the 1%, the monopoly of political power.
As for how he tackled the couch,
Siegel took one look at the couch and...
I'd like to stand up.
Okay, let's stand.
Also standing was Siegel's political adversary, Mayor Jean Kwan. Kwan didn't give sitting down a second thought. She grabbed the mic and paced along the set, leaving the host in the awkward position of asking questions to her back.
Kwan went deep into specifics, from city-funded arts programming to crime stats to green card policies for city contractors.
She had the chance to show a different side of herself when the conversation turned towards her time in Berkeley.
What forms of protest do you support, respect, or appreciate?
I appreciate well-organized, nonviolent protests that have a lot of people in them. A lot of people don't know that. My husband and I were leaders of the Third World Strike. We did close down the campus. We did get arrested. And I expected.
But some in the crowd didn't buy it. The guy next to me whispered hypocrite under his breath.
Also there, San Francisco State Government and Law Professor Joe Tooman.
How did he handle the couch, Ted?
Tooman went straight for the back-of-the-couch perch position. He bent forward on his forearms, evoking a stern and concerned school counselor.
We don't tell the truth. I want you to know before we talk about policies, I want to be honest. I want to condition your expectations the right way. I don't want to overpromise something, and I don't want to lie to you about this.
You know, one of the things people sometimes do when they're running for office is like, I'll give everybody a free unicorn. And then it turns out that the mayor doesn't have authority over unicorns, and the Department of Unicorns reports to someone else. And
at-large city council member Rebecca Kaplan also talked about being realistic. She was a hit with the crowd, leaning back comfortably in her chair.
You know, there's this patronizing thing that adults say to teenagers, are like, oh, stay in school so you'll have a good life. Well, the kids who stay in school and finish high school and work hard still aren't getting jobs. And if they don't get a sense that it matters, then we look like idiots saying...
But Kaplan and Siegel, both well-liked by the Occupy crowd, had some serious competition.
Where's Einstein, though? Where's Einstein?
This was Einstein's first public appearance as a candidate. It was long anticipated and the pressure was on.
Einstein, he's a dog. The story goes, Einstein was traumatized by tear gas at Occupy Oakland protests. That trauma radicalized the domestic pet.
Of all the politicians here, not surprisingly, was the most at home on the couch.
There was really only one question to ask.
I've been following him, trying to see him speak for weeks, and the question I want to know is, who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
This generation of Oakland voters is just beginning to cut their political teeth. Host Jeremy Dalmas says that bringing the candidates into a space like this can help humanize them, even if it didn't help him personally narrow down his pick.
I know less than before.
The Oakland mayoral race has enough candidates to fill a rugby team and enough forums to exhaust the most avid political spectators. But Oaklandites Live showed more than where the candidates stand on the issues. It also showed how they sat on the couch.
Or didn't sit. But really, it showed their ability to engage a different kind of audience.
Because no matter who's the next mayor, they'll have to deal with this new crop of young people who are sure to be protesting whomever gets elected.
At the end of every show, we like to sing a song called Oakland, We're For You.
Do you want to get the candidates up here and make them sing?
Yeah!
For Cross Currents, I'm Ted Muldoon.
And I'm Liza Veal.